Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Style That Binds Us podcast. We are thrilled to welcome back Dr. Karen Binder-Brines to our podcast today. Dr. Binder-Brines is a leading psychologist with a private practice in New York City. She provides individual as well as marital, family, and group psychotherapy. In addition, Dr. Binder-Brines is a leading expert in the field of post-traumatic stress. She has worked with the frontline COVID-19, first responders, firefighters after 9/11, survivors of the Holocaust, and she counseled the Episcopal priests in New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina, among many other things. She has contributed to The New Yorker, Tracy Anderson, Bustle, Vogue, Goop, CNN, etc. Today, we are going to be discussing how to navigate the holiday season. Thank you, Dr. Binder-Brines, for being here.
Thank you so much for having me back. I always enjoy seeing the two of you and discussing these very interesting and important topics.
Well, my goodness, I know, because the holidays, it can be magical, it can be wonderful, but it can also be a sad, lonely time for a lot of, very difficult time for many people. So will you give us some tips on how to navigate this?
Yes. And, you know, it's interesting that we're doing this today, the Monday after the Thanksgiving holiday, because I always kid around with my colleagues that the week after any big holiday in a private practice is always filled with stories about mishaps or problems, often also joyful moments. But holidays bring up a lot for people. And people are usually, especially these holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, they're traveling, they're with their families, they're with their families of origin, or they're with their families they've married into or connected to. And, you know, anytime you get families together, there's always magical moments, but there's always moments that are difficult. So one of the things that I always say is that the wish dies hard. What do I mean by that? Every year, people go home for the holidays, or they go to a friend's house that they go to every year. And every year, we're all freshly wishing that this year, everything is going to be great. There isn't going to be Uncle Joe fighting with Aunt Mary. There isn't going to be kids screaming. There isn't going to be interruptions. There isn't going to be the one guest that's obnoxious. So every year, everybody sort of gets on the plane or gets in the car or gets on the bus, and with this wish, this year, it's going to be perfect. So the first thing I tell people I know is let the wish go. Wishes die very hard. But if you go with this wish that what is always there isn't going to be there, you're going to be set up for disappointment and anger and sadness. So instead of going with the wish, you can go with reality that there may be Uncle Joe fighting with Aunt Mary. There may be obnoxious kids running around the table. There may be relatives that aren't talking to each other or guests that nobody wishes were there. And if you go in ahead of time thinking, I'm going to be open to whatever happens on this holiday, I am not going to go in there wishing that what is isn't, I think you've gone in there with armed to not be as disappointed when what you know is going to be is going to be. Right. So if Uncle Joe and Aunt Mary are fighting and you know they're going to fight, you're not thinking, oh my God, why are they ruining this year? Instead, you come up with some other ways to cope, or change the channel, or change the topic, or add humor. Instead of standing there with your arms folded in front of your chest, feeling like, oh no. So it's very important to have realistic expectations about what your holiday may look like. And then if you're happily surprised and Uncle Joe and Aunt Mary aren't fighting, well, that's a bonus. Wow. This is great. This year, you know, by some miracle,
Right.
There wasn't any fighting at the table. It's easier said than done because we're all human and we all are always wishing for things to be great. But I do think it's important to really sit down with yourself before you go to any holiday party, dinner, event, and say, what do I know is gonna be like? And what can I do maybe to circumvent or add something else or just not go and be bah humbug because what I know is gonna happen happens.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. You know, it's interesting to me too how I guess because Thanksgiving is all about the food, but the same thing with all of the holidays. When families come together, like when someone is a newlywed, you know, you hear so much about, well, they don't have so-and-so, or they put
right.
pecans in their, you know, whatever. It's interesting how food symbolizes so much. Like it really makes the differences. I don't know. Is that like a concrete expression of this is different place that I'm not used to, or?
Yeah. Yes. I mean, I think that it's interesting you say that. I think that different cultures, different parts of our country, different religions, different everything, different age groups,
mm-hmm.
Have all their old traditions of what they serve at these kind of meals. And then people go expecting that. And it's very hard sometimes when what you thought was traditional, you thought you were getting turkey, but your host is serving ham.
Right.
Or, you know, but you were having turkey and instead they're short ribs. Number one, again, I think expectations ahead of time that are realistic.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're someone that knows you want a turkey at Thanksgiving and you don't want to be surprised, you might question your host ahead of time. By the way, what are you serving? So that if you find out it isn't turkey, you don't walk in that day and go, oh my God, what is that short ribs doing on the table? So again, having some knowledge, being flexible, being open.
Right.
You know, maybe saying it's okay that this year I'm not having the traditional meal that I always had.
Mm-hmm.
Or if there's something very special that you know you like on a holiday, I don't think there's anything wrong with calling a host and saying, you know what, every year of my life, my mother made a fruit roll for Christmas. And how would you feel if I brought one to the Christmas dinner?
Mm-hmm.
So that you could have your own traditional thing there. You know, again, flexibility, humor, not taking it all so seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very. And really, flexibility is the key word when it comes to get-togethers at the holiday, because inevitably, things don't always work out the way you think they're going to work.
Right.
About 10 years ago, we were having Thanksgiving up in the house I have in Connecticut, and we had 10 people there, and there was a major snowstorm, and the electricity went out. So we had to work around that. Thank God the gas stove worked, but, you know, it was not. And again, we could either all have been, oh my God, this is a terrible Thanksgiving, or we actually found a lot of humor in it and were flexible and sort of had a problem solve.
Mm-hmm.
So
great memory to look back on.
Yeah, I mean, we laugh about it now.
Memory, yeah.
The only way we could flush the toilets in the house was by getting snow, putting it into the back of the toilet.
Oh, my gosh, how funny. You know,
toilets work. So I'm using this as an example of anything can happen. And then there's always the issue of who's going to be at your Thanksgiving or Christmas or any holiday meals. Do you have a place to go? Some people don't have a place to go. Some people are grieving something. Mm-hmm. Some people have too many people and they have to figure out who they can invite and who they can't. So, you know, there's all kinds of maturations around how your holidays are going to be and who you're going to be with. And I think before we started, I told you that my older daughter had to be with her in-laws this year and then not with me. And every other year we switch off, and I could have spent the whole day sad that I wasn't with my daughter and her children on this particular holiday. But instead, I was grateful and thankful that not only could they be with this other wonderful family, but there were two grandmothers alive there. So my grandchildren were able to be with two great grandmothers on Thanksgiving, which is a beautiful thing.
That is. And I think just what you said about being flexible, that's just sounds like that's really important.
Yes. And, you know, I think being mindful of what your friends and colleagues are going through, being able to support people that may not have a place to go or unhappy about where they're going. I'm a great believer in including people. This year I was at my younger daughter's, and she had in her building, she has friends that are from other countries and that don't necessarily have a place to go for Thanksgiving. So not only did she have them at our Thanksgiving dinner, but their parents who had flown in from other countries who had never even had a Thanksgiving dinner.
Wow.
There. And to me, that's the essence of holiday, being open, being inclusive, being thankful, mm-hmm. you know, incorporating people. Isn't that the true meaning behind all of these holidays?
Most definitely. That definitely is the real reason for the season.
This time of year is very magical. It's so magical because we all have our childhood memories, and there's beautiful decorations and gift giving and concerts and bells and great food and cookies that we don't eat any other time of year and candies that we don't. And it is very magical, but it can also be lonely and sad for people, because people that, you know, cannot be with us, maybe they've died, maybe there's been a divorce, maybe someone is sick in the hospital, maybe someone's single and doesn't have family around. So I think it's really important to be incredibly grateful for whatever you do have, whatever abundance you have in people, in things, in food, but also to be very compassionate and mindful of the people around you that it may be a more difficult time. Because, you know, it can be lonely for people. And it can be lonely for people even when they're with people that right. they, because they may be going through something that nobody knows about, or sad about something, and, you know, or feeling left out of something. So I think it's just important to hold space for all of the feelings, the good and the hard.
Yes, I was thinking about people, they might be in a group and everybody's celebrating and having a great time, but people forget about the fact that they did lose someone this year or something, to kind of be mindful of all of that and check in with people. And maybe if it's somebody like that, you know, you call and say, is there the special dish that you would like for us to have that was, you know, a favorite of your mom's or whatever, just anything like that. That, like you said, it all goes back to that's really the reason it makes Thanksgiving so much more meaningful, rather than, you know, oh, we have to go over there and just eat a bunch of food and watch football kind of thing.
Right. The other thing that happens at a lot of these holiday meals is there's usually alcohol consumed. Mm-hmm. And alcohol can make people merry, but it can also bring up some things in people that aren't as lovely, or sadness, you know, it dysregulates people a bit. So that's another thing to be mindful for yourself is, you know, if you're going to be drinking, how much are you going to drink? And if you know that this may be a sad holiday for you, to maybe curb mm-hmm. whatever you take.
Okay. What about some tips on how to navigate family dynamics?
Okay. Again, I'm going to go back to what I said in the beginning. You know, we all know the family dynamics. We mm-hmm. all know who we're going to have difficulty with or who's going to have difficulty with each other. And one of my Dr. Karenisms, Allison, you may have heard this, is it only takes one person to change the dance for the dance to change. And I think it's a very powerful thought. So that if you know that every year Uncle Bob is going to be standing too close to you and making sexist remarks. Mm-hmm. And in the, I'm just using this as an example. Sure. And in the past, you'd be upset. You say something, you know, you can walk up to Uncle Bob and say, "Hi, Uncle Bob, how are you? I know you're not going to say what you normally say to me every year, are you?" So that's, it's a lame example, but it's an example. If you know that there's someone you really, really don't want to be seated next to at a table, I don't think there's anything wrong in quietly talking to the host before the date and saying, you know, "I don't want to get into anything. I don't want to make any trouble, but I really, for my own reasons, would prefer that you don't sit me next to so-and-so this year." If right. that's
Yeah, I think that's good advice. And I think also if Uncle Bob is creepy like that, you, like you said, you say hello to Uncle Bob and then you make sure you're talking to other people. You don't get near Uncle Bob.
That's right. Or you can come off guard and say, "Uncle Bob, we're not doing that this year," you know.
Yeah.
With humor.
Right.
With humor. And then, you know, I think it's important to, in any social situation, move towards the people that you like to talk to. Be polite to the people you don't really want to engage in that much in a polite way, but, you know, wherever you can, try to interact with the people that, that bring out the light in you and that you know you bring out the light in them. And also knowing that, you know, there may be some dynamics that you're just going to have to put up with. Because you put up with them every single year.
Right.
And nothing is perfect. Mm-hmm. You know, I think we all have this wish that we could have the perfect Thanksgiving day. I've made a turkey every Thanksgiving for I don't know how many years. And I'm always wishing that turkey's going to come out perfect. You know, mm-hmm. It usually comes out close to perfect, sometimes not as good as others, but it's never perfect because it can't be perfect.
Right.
That's
right.
Perfect, you know? And so I think lowering some expectations, still looking forward. When I say lowering expectations, I don't mean you're not happy or excited to go to a family gathering or a wonderful holiday event, but just going, saying, okay, whatever it is, it's going to be, and I'm going to make the best of it.
Right. Yes. And I think it's the way you handle it. And if you can handle it, then the people around you maybe will stay calm and handle it as well. We went 2 years ago to my cousin's house for Thanksgiving, and his wife is the Norwegian woman that we love, and the oven broke. And so they had a rental house, and so we had to drive the turkey over to this other house and yeah. cook it. And then we were much later than we would have been. And, you know, she was stressed in the beginning, but she just kept it together. And in the end, it was all fabulous. And, you know, like you said, we laughed about it and toasted to her keeping it all together for this big crowd of people. It was a big crowd of people that weren't going to have any turkey and stuff. So that is the way, that's what people will remember, right? They won't remember.
People are going to remember that Thanksgiving more than any other Thanksgiving that they probably went to for the rest of their lives. And before that, you know, because that Thanksgiving, you know, stood out. And that's why it's important to have humor about it and to be flexible, you know, so you end up eating pizza, who know, you know, okay, still all together.
Yes.
But it is stressful, and, you know, holidays, again, because we all put so much in, and also these holidays have become so commercialized.
Right.
There's so much expectation. I mean, I think at Halloween now, you start hearing Christmas songs, and, you know, there's such a buildup that I think inevitably there's a little bit of a letdown after some of these holidays, and nothing can meet these incredible expectations, you know, that we see on TV or movies that we see, you know, where everything's perfect. Nothing.
But the stories that you tell yourself about your childhood too, they probably weren't as perfect as you remember.
That's a good point. Like, I think it's great to have your memories, you know, like, I didn't go to the parade this year, the Thanksgiving parade. Allison, I know you went for the very first time, but I went every single year as a little girl with my father and my brother. And every Thanksgiving, I'm just filled with memories of going to the parade, then going to the petting zoo in Central Park, eating too many peanuts and hot dogs, getting home. My mother would have been home cooking the turkey. By the time we got there, none of us were hungry. It was a wonderful memory that I feel every single year when Thanksgiving comes. So, you know, one of my other Dr. Karenisms is memories are not something you've lost. They're something that you have.
Oh, that's nice.
And so I think it is important to have memories of Christmas past or Thanksgiving past or Hanukkah past, whatever you, Kwanzaa, whatever you're celebrating. Memories are wonderful. And I think, Delia, you had sent me some questions, and one of the things that you asked was, how do you say no to invitations? And I think it's a very important question, because people already, I'm hearing myself, my patients, my friends, oh my God, December is crazy. It's going to be crazy. I can't believe how stressed it's going to be. Like, it shouldn't have to be that way. So if you're feeling overwhelmed, you don't have to say yes to every invitation. You can bow out gracefully. You can prioritize which events or which parties you're going to go to. And you can gracefully decline things that you really don't want to do but feel you have to do.
Right.
And then you have to figure out, why do I feel I have to do it? Am I doing that because it's really the right moral, ethical thing to do? Or am I doing because, you know, I don't want to let somebody down.
Right.
They might be a little mad at me.
Right.
And so, you know, because if you say yes to everything, it's very stressful. And you end up going through the holidays like, I can't wait for this to be done. I can't wait for January. I can't take anymore. Who wants to live like that?
Right. That's exhausting. And then what about one more thing before we let you go? So definitely it's important to not feel bad about saying no to invitations. But what about, like, as a mom, or even if you're a hostess or whatever, when people, you know, how do you say no sometimes? And, you know, I just can't do that. You know, you've got so much on your plate. And I think that's the thing. We all think we have to be, give everyone else the perfect holiday. So
I think it's really, really okay to say, I would love to do this, but I have to take care of myself right now a little bit. And I know my limits. Mm-hmm. And as much as I want to do this to please you or to make you happy, I just have to say no this year. And I think honesty is the best policy. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry if this is disappointing. I know you might have been looking forward to this. We've done it other years. Mm-hmm. I just can't do it this year. Mm-hmm. And giving people enough notice, by the way, so that they can make other plans or find someone else to do whatever it is that they may have wanted to do with you with, I think that's very important. Mm-hmm. When we feel guilty about things, we often get very defensive and we keep trying to explain and explain. And mm-hmm. I think the more you do that, the tighter the knot gets. I think if you keep it simple, I'm sorry I'm disappointing you. I really had to make a decision this year to take care of myself. And maybe next year it will be different, but I hope you'll understand that I have to bow out of this gracefully and boom, and not keep going on and on. You know, I went to this and I have to go to that, you know.
Oh, yes, I see. Yes.
This is all easier said than done, ladies. And that's why, you know, humor. And the other thing I want to say, because this goes back to something we said before. As much as we all think this Thanksgiving and this Christmas and this holiday is so important, how many do you remember from the last 10 years exactly? You know, as soon as these holidays are over, it's just like the Super Bowl. I can never remember who won the Super Bowl the next year.
Who was even in it?
Right. So, but, you know, everybody's in the Super Bowl. Who's going to play? You know, you know, once these things are over, they're over. So if someone's a little upset that you didn't show up at their cocktail party this one particular Christmas, and you explained it to them in a kind and empathetic way, they're not going to, you know, they're not going to, you know, hold you to that.
Sure. They won't remember next year. But I do have sometimes clients and friends, especially when we were younger and we had younger kids and everything, you know, they're like, oh, I just can't wait till this is over, which is such a sad way, you know, to look at it, especially when it's with your kids. And so how do you like focus in on the really special things and not just get inundated with all these other things? And I guess
I think you don't overextend yourself. You know, I took my grandchildren to the Big Apple Circus. There's a balloon museum. There's a million things that you can do to not overextend yourself. And you may have to put up with disappointment of people around you a little bit. A lot of people really burn themselves out and get sick in December and January because they're so stressed and so over programmed. Yeah. And sometimes it's nice just to take a pause and sit by, you know, sit and read a book during the holiday season and just take it in and be grateful.
That's great advice. That's great advice. Great advice for us to end on, I think. And Delia, did you have anything else you wanted to add?
I feel like when I go back to Alabama, like, you know, I'm this Delia. I live in New York. And then when I go to Birmingham, I really kind of revert into this very small person in order to fit in with the other thing. So I don't know if you feel that you already covered this, but I guess one question I don't know that we asked, but it was about going home can bring up so many memories, good and bad. How do we navigate that? Or do you feel like we've already
I think, Delia, goes back to, you know, that's what's going to happen when you go there. You know that you're going to be the New York Delia going home to Alabama. And I think it, and I think if you go there and you say, I know this is what it's going to be. It's not necessarily what I wish it would be, but I'm going to go with the flow here. And if I can inject a little of my New York Delia in there somewhere, that will be great.
That's great.
And no, I'm coming back to New York in 3 days. I think what happens sometimes when we go home is we feel trapped and we feel like we're never going to, this, oh my God, how did I get back here again? But we're leaving. We're going back to our lives again, our grown-up lives, our present lives. And I think it's important to keep reminding yourself that.
Yes. And it sounds like have a plan, just be open, flexible. I think it's so easy too on social to see, oh gosh, so-and-so's doing this and oh, look at their house and they've gotten the kids all dressed up. And I'm sure just try to stay away from social.
I think it's a very important time to take a break from social media because no one is putting up Uncle Bob and Aunt Mary screaming at the table. They're only putting up their perfect one ornament that's hanging on the tree.
Right.
They're perfectly dressed children. So it, we all know that social media is very manipulated. And I think it's a great week to take a break.
Right.
And live in the present. Be in your experience.
Yeah. I think that's great advice. I really do. I love that. Well, so, thank you so much, Dr. Karen. Once again, you have given us lots of insight in how to navigate these upcoming holidays with ease. So
thank you. Thank you for having me. And I wish you guys a wonderful holiday season.
Oh, you too. You too.
We'll talk soon.
All righty.
Thank you, everyone, for joining this episode of the Style That Finds Us podcast. We will see you soon. Thank you for tuning into this episode on the Style That Finds Us podcast. If you like this podcast, make sure to tell a friend and subscribe. You can be a part of growing with us. Also, do you know about our weekly newsletter? You'll get access to exclusive content in our newsletter that we don't post anywhere else.
Our newsletter comes out every Tuesday, with the exception of the third Thursday of the month for Allison's special Celebrating Life After 40 edition. Head to the bottom of the Style That Binds Us website to subscribe.